For 20 years, Storyville reigns supreme as the sexual destination in the U.S. But the party couldn't last. During World War I, venereal disease reaches epidemic proportions, forcing the government to crack down on sex. Storyville was shut down, and prostitution was once again made illegal throughout New Orleans.
Storyville is an amazing and interesting experiment. What it created was a potential for New Orleans to have a distinctive economy that was an economy based on racial integration, based on cultural mixing, based on the expression of people's needs and desires. That was where you came to see things you had never seen before, to have an exotic taste of a different kind of life and a different kind of living, and potentially to mingle with people that in a different setting you would never get a chance to, but in this one, everyone was the same.
Water cooler lowdown. The phrase "world's oldest profession" was first coined in 1888 by Rudyard Kipling. America's first integrated neighborhood was thanks to legalized prostitution. Storyville's bordellos gave birth to some of jazz's most iconic musicians. Taking a radical approach to sex for sale, Storyville helped change the course of American history. Coming up.
In the 1860s, your run-of-the-mill brothel was in a dank, smoky room, and you were lucky if you weren't stabbed to death. Marianne Hall was running a five-star joint.
What she made would be today worth upwards in, you know, the millions.